You're listening to Finance for Beginners. This is the podcast that demystifies how Wall Street investment works, including all of that confusing jargon and what it all means to you. It's explained to you by veteran investor and broker, John Lemmerman. Well, hi, John. How are we doing today?
Doing good, Roger. How are you?
Terrific. Thanks. Hey, in a previous episode, you mentioned the words portfolio diversification. And so I think what I would like to do is talk a little bit about that. I mean, I pretty much understand what a portfolio is, and I understand what it means to diversify. But I think there's way more to it than that. So can you kind of get us into that a little bit and talk us through it?
Sure. Most retail investors invest in stocks. And there is a saying, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. The way you measure one basket in stock portfolios is, do all of your investments act like each other? In other words, if the S&P 500 has a 2% down day, does your portfolio have a 2% down day? Does it act worse? Does it act better? And the way diversification is a way to spread your risk out. In other words, if the S&P 500 has a 2% down day, there might be some things that are actually going up when the S&P 500 has a 2% down day. And does your portfolio have some things that go up when the stock market goes down? So as far as stock investing goes, there is targeted funds, like you might want to just invest in space or in aviation, or you might want to invest in defense stocks or water utilities or electrical utilities or construction companies, home builders. There are things that go up when interest rates go up, and there's things that go up when interest rates go down. There are income investments that you can do when you're in stocks, and there is growth investments that you can do when you're in stocks, or it could be rather than income, value versus growth. And then there are foreign stocks, which do well when the US dollar is going down, and emerging market stocks, which can do explosively well when the US dollar is going down. So there's different ways to mix up a portfolio depending on if the customer has a very aggressive trading style or a conservative trading style or something in the middle. But you do not want to have all your investments in growth. You don't want to have all your investments in value. Because if something happens politically, internationally, that upsets the apple cart, and you have your whole portfolio slanted one way, you could open yourself up for big losses that way.
Gotcha. So the idea is to talk to somebody who knows their way around this a little bit and figure out a good way to kind of balance. So it's like a balancing act. A little bit in the left hand, a little bit in the right hand, depends on how many plates you got spinning.
Yeah. You might want to have a core direction, but you want some shock absorbers in your portfolio as well to help you out if your thesis is wrong or if something changes your thesis.
Gotcha. Well, I don't know much about the market, and that's why we're doing this show. But one thing I do know is that it changes seemingly for no reason at all sometimes. So the idea is to just have a cushion and kind of let it go from there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, John. I appreciate that.
All right.
I'm Roger Humphrey, and on behalf of myself and John Lemmerman, we thank you so much for listening, and we hope you find the information really valuable. If so, please stop by Finance for Beginners for another episode. Hey, if you've got any questions, please leave them in the comments down below. I promise we will read them. The content of this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute financial, investment, or legal advice. The opinions expressed by the host and guests are their own and may not reflect the views of their respective organizations or employers. While we strive to provide accurate and up-to-date information, financial markets are subject to fluctuations, and the information provided may become outdated or change over time. Always do your own research and consult with a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions or taking any financial actions. We may discuss products, services, or strategies, but our recommendations are not endorsements. Any potential conflicts of interest will be disclosed as applicable. We do not receive compensation for promoting any specific financial products or services. By listening to this podcast, you agree that the hosts, guests, and producers are not liable for any losses or damages resulting from your reliance on the information provided.